From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Naso, Malotcha, and Shlach. If we look at Parshat Naso, a big question jumps out. Why, if we're setting up the camp of Israel, why do we need to have 4-5 sections speaking about really irrelevant things? Number one, sending out the impure from the camp. Talk about that later. All right, maybe when I set up the camp, we send them out. Okay, but then it talks about if someone steals something, what does that got to do with it? Then it talks about the nazir, the sota, the nazir, the woman who's perhaps cheating on her husband, the nazir who refrains from wine. What does that got to do with setting up a camp? And finally, we have blessings of peace. Over the years, I've given different answers you can find on other videos. However, this year, reading the writings of Rabbi Ezra Bick, I realized something. He mentioned that Nazir and Sota belong here because they're all about hedonism. Sota is obviously engaged in various hedonistic activities with some strange man who's not her husband. The Nazirite was worried that he or she was too engrossed in the physical world of wine drinking and hair beautification, and they grow their hair long to get out of that world of hedonism. So it's all about hedonism. Then I start to think, oh, this is a preparation for what's going to go wrong next week. You see, the problem in Parshat Balotcha is what went wrong. How come all of a sudden the Jews fall apart? Everything was going great. What happened? They were overly engrossed in hedonism. So the Kivrona Tava, those who desire to desire, they didn't get the message from Parshat Naso. They have to avoid hedonism. What else do we have in Parshat Naso? Sending out the lepers. Was a leper a gossiper, according to the rabbis? Who spoke gossip? Miriam speaks gossip. Aaron speaks gossip. The spies speak gossip. One of the problems, the deterioration of the book of Bamidbar and the Jews there, is that they spoke gossip. Then it's Korach. What's Korach? Jealousy. What does the Torah say? Don't steal. What's stealing? It comes from Lo Tachmo. Don't desire. The jealousy led to the spies in the story of Korach. Why does it have the blessings of priests? What is that of priests? What's that got to do with this? That belongs in Vayikra, Parshat Shemini, Tzav. What are we doing over here? The answer is that if you don't have a blessing of peace, you start complaining. Ayam kimitonanim. The Jews sort of were complaining. What were they complaining about? They had the man. Everything had the man from heaven. What's the problem? Because if you don't have peace of mind, you can complain about anything. You can be in the best situation, you still complain. So the Torah gives us 5 antidotes to falling apart in the desert. And what happened to the Jews? They fell apart in these very ways. They gossiped. They were jealous. They were hedonistic. And they had no peace of mind. And therefore, Palotcha, Mitonanim, those who were not at peace with themselves. The Kivora Tavan, those who desired the flesh pots. The gossipers, Miriam, Aaron, the spies, sin of the spies. And they have failed, that they also, what? They stole. They were trying to steal from Moshe, his leadership, from Aaron. They had jealousy. That's the story of Korah. However, we ask ourselves, how come in Parshat Balotcha, the very last thing that happens before things fall apart is Moshe says, hey, Chovav. Chovav is either Jethro or Jethro's son. Hey, why don't you join us? We're going to Israel. Everything's going to be great. Why don't you join us? Chovav says, hey, no, I got to go back. He says, no, it'll be great. You'll come. We'll, whatever good we have, we'll give to you too. You'll have good things too. Why is that an important story before everything falls apart? Some people say, well, no, this is not, this is part of the falling apart. Before I even saw Aaron, that juncture that in which everything switches from bad to good, from good to bad. Before that moment, this is the beginning of the bad stuff, the paranut. Why? Because Moshe made a mistake. He said, you should be our eyes. Chovav is going to be the eyes of the Jews. What are you talking about? The clouds of glory guide us. So some say that's the sin. Look at the Rambam. Whatever. Suggest something. That is, what's the sin of the spies? Sin is that they're sitting in the desert and things are not perfect yet. In the desert, it's hot. The man is good, but, you know, it doesn't have the right texture. So, but soon, things are going to be great. We're going to conquer Israel. Tova, Aretz, Moed, Moed, the land is very good. So what happens in the Parsha? Moshe says one more piece of advice for the Jews. You know how you're going to stay away from bad problems? Remember, it's all for your good. Everything's good. Everything's great. He says to him, Chai tanu, itavnu lach. Come with us. Things will be good for you. Hashem said, Tova Yisrael. God spoke good for the Jews. He says, five times, Moshe says how good it's going to be. What's the message? Forget the story of Chovav, brother-in-law, Jethro, that's a distraction. You know what the important word here is? Tov. It's going to be good. Everything we're doing is good. But Moshe, in the desert, it's hot. There are scorpions. I mean, we're protected, but it's dangerous. We have food, but, you know, it's not that tasty. It's not like having a juicy steak. I mean, come on. It's not like having a watermelon. So he says, no, remember, what you got is good. It's good stuff. Enjoy it. And that explains why next week's Parsha, the spies say, the good spies, Kalev and Yoshua, they say, Tova haaretz ma'od ma'od. You know how good it is? It's very, very good. The land is great. The spies, they can't say that word, Tov. They say it's low flowing in milk and honey, but it's not good. The people in this week's Parsha, you know what they say? Who's going to give us meat? Ki tov lanu b'Mitzrayim. You know where it's good? In Egypt, it was good. In the good old days, then it was good. And what does Moshe tell the spies? Go to Israel, tell us, is tova ra? Atova himra? Is it good? Is it bad? You'll find out. What did they say? They spoke ra, be'ozni Hashem. The Jews, they spoke bad. And how was it in Moshe's eyes? Rabbi, Moshe Ra. And what is the land ultimately? It's Tova Haaretz, Moed Moed. Parsha is telling us, things fall apart. You know how it won't fall apart? If you appreciate how good things are. But you have to have the right Einayim, the right eyes. Who has good eyes? Avraham has an Ein Tova, as it says in Pirkei Avot. Bilam has a bad eye, but he was forced to admit, how goodly are thy tents, O Israel, in this very book of Bamidbar. Those who are going to complain, they're going to see, they're not going to have a good eye, they're going to have a bad eye. You know, I had a good eye, Yitro, because when Yitro came, he said, Yitro was so happy about all the good that God had done for the Jews. I mean, they were slaves for 210 years, is that good? No, you have to have a good eye. You have to have the eye that sees the good in the bad. That's, as the Hasidim say, it's mavar the tov from the ra, to take out the good for the bad, to realize that Israel, despite its challenges, is mostly good. Seeing the good of Israel all the days of your life. That's the lesson. The last lesson before things fall apart is, he said last week in Nasso, don't be hedonistic. Don't be jealous. Have peace of mind. Right before things fall apart, in Balotcha we say, see the good. Be like Jethro. Have an ayin tova, a good eye. Ayita lenu leinayim. You'll be our eyes to see the good in the desert, because there's no one like the Nabataeans, like the Midianites, like Jethro and his friends, who know how to see the good in the desert, to find the springs in the desert. We need you to help us see the good. Moshe knows the good. Yoshua, Yukali, they can find the good in the bad. The Jews, they only saw bad. In the desert, they can only see bad things. That's what complainers do. They find the bad. Our job is to be like the good spies. Tovar et mod mod. Our benching, we say, Al Eretz Chemdat, Tovar. We thank God. The land which is full and it's good. Al Eretz Tovash and Allah, we thank God for the good land. Our job is to always to find the good, even in the worst situation. If we do that, we won't be like the spies. Things won't fall apart. Be able to march forward to the land of Israel. And as it says many times over and again in the book of Devarim, as they're about to march into the land of Israel, again and again, Torah tells us that in the land of Israel, it's going to be good. It's all for your good. Everything that Hashem does for us, it's all for the good. Everything's going to be great. If we could only learn to have good eyes, we could know Atova haaretz, ma'od ma'od. Everything God has planned for us is l'man yitav lach, atov lach. It's all for our own good. It's going to be great. If we could do that, we indeed would avoid all the downfalls of the book of Bamidbar. We could indeed march forward and remember, matovo lach Yaakov, how goodly are our tents, O Israel. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Elman congregation. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the holiday. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.